Why is it when the world, and particularly the West, is by any measure richer, safer, healthier, stronger, what is giving rise to these yearnings, not for greater freedom and for a democracy that really lives up to its name, where you don't try to throw voters off the rolls, but you want everyone to vote? What is it that is motivating large numbers of people to seek the kind of leadership that will limit freedom, starting with the press, academia, political parties? And why is it that so many on the right in the United States and in Europe look to Putin, a known authoritarian, someone who has journalists and political opponents murdered with impunity? What is going on in the minds of 21st century Americans and Europeans that would lead them to say, you know, I just want to have security, stability, and I think we need a strong leader? Now, some of it is traced to discriminatory feelings, prejudice, bias, that other people are getting ahead at a greater rate or somehow to their disadvantage of me. And so people look and say, well, these cultural changes, whether it's, you know, a woman's right to choose or gay marriage or whatever it might be, that somehow they find threatening. And so there are cultural forces at work that are now spilling over into political allegiance that is often described as tribalism. So, yeah, I want my freedom, but limit hers. Take away her right to choose. Oh, and you know what? I shouldn't have to sell a cake or provide a service to a gay person because that impinges on my freedom. And all of a sudden, you start to see the atomization and the fragmentation.